Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma Damon Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, Fully Charged, Recharged. We're all here.
We're all here together now, and here we are. And then in a few minutes, we won't be here anymore. And that'll be just great, won't it?
That's great.
I'm looking forward to that.
We were just taking the mick out
I'm looking forward to not being here.
Yeah, me too.
We were taking the mick out of Aisling there because she was clearly, like, severely tipsy chatting to her Instagram story last night about the Renaissance clouds, question mark.
I put up a story about that, by the way.
Did you?
I don't know if you've seen it yet because you haven't commented or anything yet.
All of us watching it.
Yeah, and it got shared on the Spin story as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, they fucking put my... I was drunk talking on my stories last night and they put it on the screen in front of our boss, Nick, for us all to watch and tear to shreds.
We live air checked her.
She was like basically talking about how the clouds made her feel like she was going to be painted by...
Michelangelo,
yeah.
I kind of did see what you mean, though. It was like a nice, like when you were walking at one point, I was like, it does look very like fake clouds.
It was like a Renaissance type cloud. It wasn't like red sky at night vibes. It was the cloud, and then the edges of the cloud had the golden sun. Oh, beautiful.
I had a Be Real caption the other day that I felt like you would love if you saw it.
Oh.
I thought I was actually really proud of it, and it just went.
I saw it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
It was
good.
Like red sky at night, shepherds be buzzing tomorrow, or something along the lines of that. Wake up,
you wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Mic check 1 2 1 2 1 2.
1 2 1 2. Here we are. Let's go.
Thursday, the 4th of July. Woohoo! Oh, happy 4th of July.
Happy
people.
Birthday, America.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin 103.8. What is the story?
No, it was actually quite a nice day yesterday. I know Emily's just have to say it's going to be blustery today. It was quite a nice day yesterday.
It was. Blustery day, though.
It did get windy in the evening.
It did, yeah. But there was blue skies.
Yes.
And it was nice. And I decided the one day it was actually quite nice to go to the cinema.
Oh, that was
so clever. I went and saw that new A Quiet Place Day One.
Oh, yes. So is that a prequel to the initial Quiet
Place?
It
is a prequel, yeah. So, okay. Like, they brought out the first one and then they brought out, like, a sequel to that and now they've brought out a prequel. So, like, the OG one.
They love doing that,
don't they? So
very confusing on the old noggin.
It is.
Where am I now?
This is the third movie, but it's the first thing you should watch first. Do you know what I mean? To get, like, the gist of it.
I guess that's why they called it Day One.
Yes. But it was very, very good, to be fair. It was. I really enjoyed it. A lot of jump scares.
Oh.
And I'm not really great with jump scares.
That's kind of what A Quiet Place is all about.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's so quiet.
It must be mad to have a movie that you're happy with, i.e. A Quiet Place, and then go, do you know what? We could make a few bob out of that if we said, let's take it back 40 years and do a bit before that.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun position to be in.
It is, but
speaking of jump scares, sorry, Dave, the 222 movie, or not movie, sorry, the play on in the Olympia at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Whitmore and co are in it. Jump scares galore. You
really?
Were here last week and went to see it. Oh my god, yeah.
Haven't. That wouldn't be for me, I don't think. Especially in person. At least it's on a screen, I feel like I'm safe.
If it's in
person, I don't know. But the thing about A Quiet Place is the whole, you know, cinema should be quiet.
Yeah.
So here's my advice to you. If you're buying popcorn, you're going to have like little bursts, little 30-second bursts to eat it every 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Where there's actually something going on, like loud. And that's when you should eat your popcorn.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's literally just...
Oh, no.
You're like, the zombies are going to get us all.
And everyone, I'm looking around going, can you not... We're supposed to be quiet.
Did you see the name of the film? That's so funny.
It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Please, Please, Please on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. It's 11 minutes after 7 this Thursday morning. What's going on?
Good morning.
Morning. Do you know what it will be?
What?
In 2.5 weeks' time.
2.5 weeks' time.
2.5 weeks' time will be a 1 year anniversary of something.
Oh, crikey.
A 1 year anniversary?
Yes. Something that happened last year, 2 weeks ago.
On the show?
Yeah.
Gotta give it to you. Barbenheimer.
Ah.
It'll be a year since Barbenheimer Day on the 21st of July.
Emma, did you see either of them movies?
Yeah, both.
Did you see both?
Yeah, she did, I remember.
Not on the same day like Aisling did. But
I did the same day as well,
yeah. And I waited a little while. I went to Barbie very early on, and then about 2 weeks later, out in Tala, me and Avi and my friend went to Oppenheimer.
I remember it well. It was a rainy Friday, and I did the double. I went to Barbie and Oppenheimer. It was such a brilliant move to like pair the two movies together on the same day, because they were both so different, but they were also, there was so much hype around both of them.
I don't think they did that on purpose, to be fair.
I think they did.
Not a chance.
Oh, wait, actually, I think you're right. I don't think it was on purpose.
No, it wasn't on purpose.
But then okay. I think they realised as it got closer, they were like, this is absolutely a
brilliant.
Genius move.
Yeah.
I think they realised that it was going to benefit both movies.
Yeah, because it kind of like drove the hype towards both of them equally. Well, it may not have been on purpose, but it was a hit, and they're doing it again.
Oh.
So this week, a very subtle shift took place. The release date for Wicked, the adaptation of the smash hit musical, which is going to star Ariana Grande, was bumped forward 5 days. It was supposed to be out on a Wednesday, the 27th of November.
Okay.
It was bumped forward to the previous Friday, 22nd of November, which is the release date for Gladiator.
Oh, interesting. God, that's already finished.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think they're still filming.
Is this Gladiator. The Paul Mescal Gladiator?
Yeah. I think he's, maybe they've just wrapped filming, but I read when he was doing the Gucci thing with the shorts at whatever Fashion Week, that he was like taking a break from filming for that.
Sorry, that's crazy.
I know. So the 22nd of November is going to be another Barbenheimer.
Right, okay.
What do we call this one?
Well, this is what I've been thinking about, and it's really not hitting as well as Barbenheimer.
No,
did.
I wouldn't imagine so.
No, so one
Wicked,
of
Wickiator, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wickiator's one, Wadiator. Well, that's not really giving Wicked enough. Glicked.
Yes, love that one.
I kind of like
Glicked. Glicked is good.
Glicked. Or just Gicked.
Yeah.
Gicked sounds like sort of like mucus.
Yeah,
it does actually. Yeah. It sounds like you need to get that surgically removed at the doctors. Glicked, I'm into. You doing the Glicked this weekend?
Glicked. I like Glicked. Yeah. Some news outlets are going with Gladwick.
Yeah.
That just kind of sounds like it sounds like a place name in the UK.
Yeah, it sounds Gladwick, like it sounds
or a
like,
candle.
It sounds like Chadwick's.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying Barbenheimer originated on Twitter?
Yeah,
I'm sure it did. Yeah,
something like
usually
that.
Usually, like within the media. But I think the crazy thing about this is, it's like I like the way it's like two like very different genres like paired together. Mm-hmm. They both have a one word title again.
Okay.
And there's an Irish male actor starring in the lead once again.
Oh.
Last year you also had Cillian Murphy. And this year Paul Mescal in Gladiator.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant in Wicked.
No,
I was who's going to be in that one?
But isn't that kind of cool?
That is very cool.
So it's at the helm of the big...
And we've all seen the photos.
Oh, shit. We have all seen the photos.
Say Paul Mescal. No more. It's only 7:15.
I know. Look, I was most excited for Wicked, but after seeing those photos, I'll certainly be doing the double acting.
He even got the theatre kids.
Yeah. But it's interesting to see as well, because obviously last year then the big kind of girly vibe was Barbie with Margot Robbie and all the gals and Dua Lipa and everything. Then you've got the stardom of Ariana Grande with Wicked, and she's been teasing Wicked for like 2 years.
She's not in the movie, I don't think.
She is.
I thought she was just in the play.
She's been filming.
She's in the movie.
That's
never
class.
On the movie.
I did not know that.
Oh, she's Glinda,
God.
Isn't she?
Yeah, so she's basically like a Barbie as well.
Yeah,
she looks like a little Barbie as well.
Okay, I'm excited.
So it's mad how it's all working out, but I can't wait.
This is the new way to do things, I would say, guys.
Are we really playing this song?
Yeah, we are. You were off last week. We're all over it.
Okay, cool.
Cabin Crew, listening to Varna Crew and the Spark on Spin. Think you can stop what we do? I don't. You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coming up on 7:21, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a big day in the world. Happy general election day in the UK. A lot of people freaking out there going, what? Going to vote today? No.
My friend is so into this that he has booked tomorrow off.
Stop.
So he can
just
watch
follow.
It. Because obviously they're a lot quicker over there than here, aren't they? You'll probably know by like 1 a.m. what's going on.
Well, no, probably, yeah. We'll definitely know within the next 24 hours who they voted for.
We already know, to be fair.
We already do know, to be fair, yeah. It is most likely going to be a Labour government, which will be interesting because I don't think we've had one of them since Tony Blair.
Gordon Brown.
By the look of him, just screams Tory. So
it's so out of character that our Dave is so into this.
I just find it really interesting. I don't know why I find find it way more interesting and more understandable than the Irish politics. I don't understand what I'm voting for really in Irish
politics. It's a bit like America, like it's kind of like black and white.
Yeah, it's left, this
yeah,
one
left
or that
or
one.
Right, yeah,
generally left or right. But so yeah, over the next 24 hours, we're going to start to find out who the next Prime Minister in the UK was. And I'd, you know, if you're from the UK, maybe you're on the way home to vote. I would urge you to vote for whoever you think represents, you know, your morals the best.
Wow.
Don't be swayed by anyone.
All right, Dave.
So without further ado, here's a load of moments that Rishi Sunak was weird. So obviously we've had the moments of him asking a homeless person if he owned his own business. When he tried to fill up his own car, he was being like, yeah, I always fill up my own car. And did it without once looking at how much he was paying. Filled the car and just looked at the pump instead. And didn't look at it once. He then tried to tap his card on a barcode scanner.
Oh, brilliant.
Instead of actually the card machine. So, yeah. But yesterday he was on This Morning and he revealed just how relatable he really is with his favourite food.
So, my favourite meal generally is sandwiches. So that is, I'm a big sandwich person.
Love me some nondescript sandwiches.
Wow.
My favorite meal is sandwiches.
Is he talking Subway? Are we talking funeral sandwiches? Are we talking rolls?
Ham and cheese toasty. Inside a hunky dory.
That's like a person. That's like AI answering that
it's
question.
It's such a bizarre.
So and weird. Also you could say like, I really enjoy breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or lunch is a really good meal of the day.
Really big fan of lunch.
My favourite meal is Sambo's.
It's so, so bizarre.
Okay.
But he's had a tough job now over the last couple of weeks campaigning. He went to Wales. And he went to Wales and basically asked the people of Wales, were they looking forward to the Euros? Not realising that the Welsh were not in.
And they had to
be like, yeah, well, we're not in it, so not really. And he was like, oh, right, okay.
Oh, would you be supporting England?
But better than the last time he was there, when he was at like a conservative kind of election campaign type of vibe, and he decided to speak Welsh, and they did not care.
So, Nos Wai Tha, Welsh Conservatives.
Yeah. It's the, yep, for me. Oh, yeah, dear. I love it so much. But after all that, I think we can still manage to say he's pretty relatable. You know, he wears Adidas runners, he loves Coca-Cola, and he's mates with all kinds of people.
I have friends who are aristocrats, I have friends who are upper class, I have friends who are, you know, working class, but I'm not working class.
Well, not all kinds of people, but...
Well, not working class.
Well, not working class.
God.
I have friends who are aristocrats. I have friends who are upper class, middle class, and working... Well, not working class.
Did he mean to say aristocrats?
I wonder.
Oh, my God, that's actually appalling, that last
one. So, anyway, yeah, he has his flaws. Don't we all, though? At least I can say that Rishi and I have this in common.
So many of you say to me, wow... You're even shorter in real life.
What an agent.
Please tell me that. What story is he in or out?
Nah, he'll be out.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll have to find out. See ya.
Knock on wood.
Chapel Roan, good luck, babe. You're on Spin.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling
in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just gave the follow there on Insta. 2.6 million followers. Chapel Roan.
I thought you meant Rishi Sunak.
No.
Just gave the follow on Instagram. Like, okay.
We've just been chatting about the UK general election. Thanks to God.
Chapel Roan I'm talking about, for God's sake.
Emma, you're going to love her songs. You need to have a listen to her on Spotify.
Yeah, I need to catch up on what I've missed thus far.
She's
obviously
unreal.
This is a big breakthrough as well. Do you know what we could do with now? An electric picnic edition from Chapel Roan.
I know, but there was a few new ones announced yesterday. Yeah. Seamount and Lancome.
That was cool.
Villagers, yeah, that'd be great.
Did anyone see the comparison of the Powerpuff Girls to like the current artists
yes.
at the moment? Did you see this?
Yeah.
You've obviously got like the darker one. I can't remember. Buttercup, I think her name is.
The one in the green is like Charlie XCX.
Yes, yeah.
The pink one is...
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah,
the blonde one is Sabrina Carpenter. And the orange haired one is Chapel Roan.
Yeah, it actually works very well. You see it and you're like, oh my God, the Powerpuff Girls just, that is who they are.
Yeah.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's I Had Some Help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. It is coming up to 10 to 8 in the morning.
And momentarily, we're giving away 4 all-access passes to Emerald Park.
Oh, it's very exciting.
It's pretty good going while you're just out of bed, isn't it?
Huge stuff.
They have a new Tiernan Oakland that's now open. Two new state-of-the-art roller coasters, Nafina Force and The Quest, which do sound like political parties, but they are not. They are incredible roller coasters that me and Ash were both on, and they're just so good I haven't stopped being able to think about them.
They're absolutely brilliant. Tickets and info over at emeraldpark.ie, and you've been guessing what song Dave has been singing on The Quest this morning.
Well, singing is a bit of a reach now, actually.
Yeah, so true.
Let's see how we get on. Mary, how are you?
Brilliant, how are you?
Good.
You're brilliant. That's good to hear. What are you up to this morning?
I am on the way to work.
What do you do, Mary?
I work in the financial services.
Ooh.
Financial services.
What do you mean, the financial services? Is there only one?
No, yeah, well, there's only one for me. One big bank.
Oh, that's a good... That's
very loyal.
A brilliant employee.
A company woman is our Mary.
So you're good with numbers then, Mary, are you?
Yeah, and a calculator.
Okay, very good.
Very good.
And are you big into your roller coasters yourself? Are you an adrenaline junkie?
I am, but my kids more so.
Right, how many do you have?
Two. I have 2, and they're all excited. One's in the back of the car here.
Okay.
And she gave the answer.
Okay, well, Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
Dave didn't really do much for you here, but let's have a listen again.
Please, these 4 things that I've done. Please.
Yeah, like he's kind of just grunting at you there. But
I didn't really know.
Your backing singer was giving the most.
Yeah.
Very funny.
What are you thinking, Mary?
Beautiful Things, Benson Boone.
Let's check.
How you got that? Actually, no, it sounds very similar, I think. Very, very similar.
Mary and the gang, you're off to Emerald Park.
Congratulations.
Access passes to you.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well done to her. That was not easy.
We got a lot of people guessing Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter because that was the only word you seemed to say.
Silly people. It's very clearly Benson Boone.
I want to hear it again. Sorry.
Please.
Yeah.
These 4 things that I've done.
Please.
Totally understandable if someone was guessing that. Okay, tomorrow we'll give you... It's Friday tomorrow.
The last chance.
Last chance to win with Emerald Park on the show tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. You're on Spin. Here's Calvin Harris now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Only 6 weeks out from Electric Picnic now, which is hard to believe. And he, of course, headlining Saturday night. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Miracle here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
If you've looked at the date this morning, you'll know that it is a big day in one part of the world and we're celebrating with something very special on the show today.
Wakey, wakey, you're listening to
Spin FM with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Wow.
What the hell is this?
What's going on?
Oh, those could be my future in-laws, ladies and gents. That is my American boyfriend's mother and stepfather. And this is a game that we played on the 4th of July last year called American or Not. And we're bringing it back for 2024 on the 4th
exciting.
Of July. Yeah. So we've got a load of clips of people saying what I deem to be classic American phrases. My boyfriend Alex disagrees, so they're highly offensive. Some of them are Irish people doing fake American accents and some of them are real Americans, a sprinkling of people from America who I've met in my travels.
Very
there.
Good.
And we want you to come on and play. We simply want you to send us over any USA-based emoji you can think of.
So
to
a flag,
087.
A hot dog.
Exactly,
burger.
A burger.
Pizza slice.
A firework.
That'll be Italian.
The day that's in it.
Oh, I ate a lot of that.
I don't know. To 087-711-1038. So send us over any American emoji. If you want to play the one and only game of American or Not this year, we will give you an IMC Cinema Pass for every person you correctly guess, whether they are American or not.
Very good.
Okay.
Essentially, that's what it is.
Okay, we need anything that you deem to be an American-ish emoji.
Yeah.
To 087-711-1038.
And be creative. Be creative. I want to see these emojis.
Be offensive.
Yeah, be niche. Be as offensive as you want. I've offended loads of Americans in the last 24 hours getting them to record these clips. So let's just
keep it going.
Lean
on the 4th
in.
Of July.
Yeah, on the 4th of July, American emoji over to 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up.
Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello. Just 2 minutes after eight. Emma, Dave, and Ashling on the spin. What's the story?
How are we?
Hey there.
I just saw a tweet that reminds me of me when I was 17 and maybe a little bit still now. It's from a girl called Camilla and she just tweeted there saying, some girl just crashed into me and we both didn't really know what to do. So we called our dads. So we're just standing here holding our phones together so our dads can talk to each other.
Oh my God.
That is the most me thing
ever. I think
ever.
I'd still do that. I don't think, I still wouldn't know what to do.
The second I crashed my car, I rang my dad. I was like,
yeah.
And I remember, so my dad's a bit of a panicker. My dad is a little bit like, what do you want me to do? Do you know what I mean? So I rang him and I was just like, hey, look, I've just crashed the car. And he didn't have a car at the time. And he was like, I don't have a car. I can't get to you. I was like, I don't need you to get to me. Just tell me what
just
to do.
Just tell me what to do. Make you feel better.
He's like, go get his insurance details. I was like, how do I do that?
I know.
And also, I don't know my insurance details.
I know, it's so scary.
All I would know what to do is like start taking pictures. But I'd be like taking pictures of like the steering wheel and the handle of the car. pretending I know what I'm at. But not like taking pictures of all the wrong stuff.
I remember when I was about 18, I was driving up to my friend's house and this was on like a tiny little back road. So really, It was like, as my granny would say, it's a road built for donkeys, not two cars passing each other, and it was on a bend. So, like, you would be crawling anyway. But as we came around the corner, this guy in a Jeep came around. I was very young now. And when I say that, we grazed each other, like, absolutely grazed each other.
Yeah.
And immediately I went, I'm sorry, that was probably all my fault.
Oh, no.
Emma. My dad was like, what are you doing? What do you mean? I was like, that was probably all my fault. I'm so sorry.
Always the way. But I think what you're meant to do is, well, what happened to me when I crashed was he just went over to the front of my car and took a photo of my insurance disc.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And then
took a photo of his car, took a photo of my car. That was it.
But I just can't just imagine this. This girl just crashes into her and they're both just like, have you got your dad on the phone?
Yeah.
Put them on loudspeaker there.
Two dads screaming at each other.
It was definitely your daughter's fault.
Wakey, wakey, you're listening to
Spin FM with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Yee-haw! I think the most upsetting, the part that upsets me most is Spin FM.
We are not Spin FM.
Ah, they did well. Bonnie and Tim, fair play all the way from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Terre Haute.
A bespoke intro there to celebrate the 4th of July. I have an American boyfriend who I live with. So
I thought you were going to say who I love.
So we're celebrating today. We're getting some veggie hot dogs and we're going to make some mac and cheese.
Oh my God, sorry. No, veggie hot dogs is just very not American of you.
I know.
Is he going to celebrate? Like, is that his way of celebrating? Or is he excited? Is he?
Like we just said, we get the hot dogs and the mac and cheese. And
right, okay. I can't imagine moving to a country where you just don't do like Paddy's Day.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? And he doesn't get a day off work and everything.
That's weird.
Yeah. But we are celebrating here in the show because we're going to play a little game called American or Not. We played this last year. I've gone around the houses around some of the Americans that I know through Alex and I've offended them by getting them to say some kind of offensive stereotypical American phrases. And I've also asked some of our colleagues here at Spin to put on fake American accents and say some offensive American stereotypical phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to guess which are the Americans and which are not.
Okay, Sam is on to give this a go. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Ooh, is this Uncle Sam? 4th of July joke.
Welcome to the 4th of July game on the show. It's being wheeled out for the second time.
Yes, American or not. Sam, we asked you to send in an American-based emoji. What emoji did you choose?
A few. The Statue of Liberty, the hot dog and pancakes.
Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Yeah. We're hitting all aspects of American culture.
You were creative, Sam. I'll give you that. I like that. You already got a point in my book.
Are you celebrating 4th of July, Sam, today?
Not really, no.
Wow, that's
wow, Sam. Whoa. Dear God.
Oh my God.
It's Independence Day.
Yeah,
it's
serious?
America's birthday, Sam.
Yeah. Do you just hate Americans? Is that what it is?
Don't say yes to that because you will never be allowed back into the country.
I'm just joking, Sam. Okay, how do you think you are guessing whether people are from America or not?
I'd be all right.
Okay. It's probably something she's never considered before until this moment. I don't know how I'd fare at this game.
Yeah, we're about to find out. Okay, one IMC Cinema Pass for every correct answer you get, Sam. Is this person American or not?
I sure do love me some Abe Lincoln.
The thought of an American person having to say
no.
that.
No.
you think that person is not American.
No, like, are they faking the accents? Like, are people going to be disguised or like...
Some people are Irish people doing fake American accents and some people are Americans speaking in their real accents.
No, they're not American.
You think they're not American? Let's hear it one more time.
I sure do love me some Abe Lincoln.
You think they're not American? You're wrong!
Oh.
Sam,
oh,
no. That is my boyfriend Alex's Auntie Angie.
It does sound it does sound fake, I will give you that.
Angie sounds like AI.
Angie's from the Midwest, she's got a twang. Okay, we'll go with number two. Is this person American or not?
Hey, pass the hot dog, you big baloney.
No, definitely not.
That's not Emma.
It's not Emma. I'm not going to leave you hanging. It is Michaela Hayes on from 10 o'clock and you are absolutely
right. Well done.
A terrible American accent.
Just awful American accent, Michaela. I hope you know that.
Okay, you've won yourself one IMC Cinema Pass, Sam. Is this person American or not?
Sure, the 4th of July is cool, but it's got nothing on Labor Day. And I do love some Mardi Gras.
Oh, God.
They do sound American, but then also speak quite fake. No, they're American.
You think they are American?
Yeah.
You're locking it in. Locked in.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Nice one, Sam.
My boyfriend Alex's friend, Preston.
I thought they were American, too.
Yeah. I think he had like a nice kind of flow, I think.
Yeah, he did.
And I understand now what you mean by, I'm sure they were all quite offended by
the phrases
and lines you asked them to read for you.
Labor Day.
They were. Okay, number four. Is this person American or not?
And it's Amari Cooper with an epic touchdown for the Browns.
No, they're not.
They're not American.
No.
You're really confident on that one. Well, okay. You're wrong. That is my actual boyfriend, Alex.
That's Alex.
Yeah.
He sounds good.
And it's Amari Cooper with an epic touchdown for the Browns.
Little bit of Michael Bublé off him.
Well, he might be getting an Irish accent now that he's lived here a while.
There you go.
All right. And finally, for another IMC Cinema Pass, is this person American or not?
Dude, I'm so keyed up on Gatorade right now.
No.
You're saying no.
Didn't
Sam.
Even let him finish. Straight up no.
I would have thought, yeah, but go on.
You're right, Sam. That is the one and only Steve King.
No!
Is that Steve King?
Yeah.
I want to hear Steve again.
Dude, I'm so keyed up on Gatorade right now.
Well done, Steve King.
What a weirdo.
That was very good, Steve.
You won yourself three IMC Cinema Passes, Sam. Not so bad.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
Bye, Sam.
See you, Sam.
Goodbye, Uncle Sam.
Bye.
USA. USA. USA.
Is that Auntie Sam?
Auntie Sam. Yeah, we had Auntie Sam. This guy's American as well.
You have a whole year to practice for American and not 2025 now.
Yes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I hate to come to you with concerns, but concerns I do have.
Oh, dear.
Oh, go on.
I have concerns about my youthful exuberance I once had and how it's dwindling very quickly at the moment. I've noticed some habits in myself that have changed.
So you're worried you're getting old?
I'm worried I'm acting older than I am.
I'm worried you're getting old too.
We've been worried about this for a while. We had a meeting about it last week.
Did you?
Yeah. We're thinking of getting a Lauren Whelan on the show instead.
Who's that?
It's his TikTok generation, you know.
Like a younger, hotter model.
Yeah, maybe
you.
Like a Nevo or, you know.
That's fine. The work summer party was last night. And I've been really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Ashley and I had some great plans. We said, you know, they're opening the bar at 4 o'clock. We'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll actually meet before at 3.
Mm. Yeah. We'll give it a good lash. Meet before we did not.
No, we didn't.
I left and was at home by 7:30.
you went and left and you were home by 7:30?
It was in my house by 7:30.
Oh my
now,
God.
Now, in Emma's defence, this time she did actually say goodbye. Usually she just walks out the door.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Exactly what I do.
7:30.
7:30.
Things got worse then when I decided, do you know what I really want to watch? And it's been on my mind for a while. I want to watch Clarkson's Farm.
Stop.
I was like, I've seen loads of people on Twitter talk about Clarkson's Farm. I want to see what the hype is. So off I went and downloaded whatever streaming service it's on. And I watched an episode and got really into Clarkson's Farm.
So while I was still partying with our colleagues, you were watching Clarkson's Farm.
I was in my pajamas with my skincare on. I had a face mask on watching Clarkson's Farm.
Wow.
I tell this truthfully and I was asleep by about 10 to 9.
God, it's worse than
I
thought.
And I really can't wait for episode 2.
To be fair,
I noticed this morning,
I love Clarkson's Farm.
The first thought I had this morning was, where am I going to get that mango and fig floor cleaner that I like? Because when I checked in Super Value, it wasn't there last week. And I really like the mango and fig scent in the house.
Oh my
and
God.
I don't want to use any other scented floor cleaner than the mango and fig. And I have to admit that I spent longer than I would like to admit, pondering which air freshener to buy yesterday.
I'm really concerned, that you're going to lose your job over this.
Yeah. Like, this is very Sunshine
have
FM.
Have you thought this whole thing through?
I'm going to Nicki Minaj on Saturday night and I'm going to Hozier tomorrow night, and honestly, I couldn't be arsed.
Oh my God. No.
Emma.
Okay. I need help. I need to sort this out.
You need to keep Emma to keep her job.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I'm really
not an OAP.
No, you're not.
And mango and fig floor cleaner cannot be top of my mind. It can't be the first thing that's on my mind when I wake up on a Thursday morning.
Absolutely
forward.
Not.
Where am I going to get that floor cleaner now? Because what's the point in washing the floor today if it's not mango and fig?
Okay, this is the weekend you turn it all around.
Yeah, please, 100%. Please. Although I understand where you're coming from. Like, me and my friends did have a barbecue last weekend and we talked about, God, they're great sausages. Where'd you get them? Yeah, they're Duns. Even that, and then one of the lads, I swear to God, turned around and went, we're getting so old.
Yeah, said no young person ever.
No,
they're just like, food.
They're from Duns. They're
yeah, and you're like, oh, delight now. What? Can I get a picture of the place?
So no, we can't fall into this trap, Emma.
I know. Okay,
because you're only a gossin, as my housemate would say, which I think means like a young goose.
Cool. I'll take it from Linda, I presume, from Galway, is it?
No, it's Ben from Roscommon. Okay, gossin, cool. I think, is like a baby something anyway.
Yeah, well, Dave and I did speak about this at our meeting last week where we met to discuss that you were getting old.
Do you mind?
I think we could probably draw like maybe a 3-point plan for Emma this weekend,
definitely,
to turn it all around.
Yes, so you're going to the concerts, you're going to Hozier on Friday, you're going to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that's cool,
Saturday.
Right? That's a cool thing to do.
That is cool, but you just said you're not arsed.
I'm only joking.
So I'm thinking, what could be a young thing? I think even though you're going to the gigs, your screen time has to be plus 8 hours.
Oh, I have to be online?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Well, on all the time.
Oh, no, that's annoying.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to these gigs. I'll let you off with Hozier because you've got Nicki the next day. But I don't want to see you come home from Nicki Minaj until it's bright out.
Oh, that's a good one. So
you have to go out until the sun rises, and it rises very early these days.
Yes, it does.
So if I gave you this challenge in the winter, you'd be really done for.
So you're going out.
So you mean after Nicki, I need to go out in town?
Out for the night.
Ooh.
You're not to be in your bed.
We're talking legs.
Oh!
Until it's getting nice and bright out there on Sunday morning.
Speaking of legs, I think you should also wear something that you'd see someone going to Longitude wearing.
Come on.
I think.
At Hozier.
With your father.
No. No.
No. But on Nicki Minaj would be very disappointed if you were to wear too much clothes.
Ooh,
so I would say you need to wear Longitude outfits for.
Yeah. What is a Longitude outfit to you?
We need
feck all.
Legs, chest, and midriff out.
For Nicki on Saturday.
Yeah.
Legs, chest, and midriff. You can do it.
No,
then the last thing is Sunday. You have to eat a takeaway for your breakfast.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Okay.
It's a part of a balanced diet of any good young person.
Yeah, that's a good shout. It could be like cold pizza or something
exactly.
From the night before, anything like that.
It just can't be like anything you've made yourself.
So I'm not allowed to get home till sunrise on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I have to eat a leftover takeaway for breakfast.
Or a new fresh takeaway.
I have to wear a skimpy outfit to Nicki Minaj. I'll be frozen, guys. It's very cold at the moment.
Spoken like a true young person.
Yeah, the young people don't get cold, you see.
Right. And I have to be on my phone loads.
And also, if you can also try and squeeze in getting a lad's number as well through all of this, that'll be great.
And we will ring him on the show on Monday. Just to
we won't do that. I don't want to talk to any creature.
If you want to be young again, it's a few simple tasks and you'll be feeling great on Monday.
Jesus.
And
serious action is needed. So
last thing to add to your list, actually, will you get that mango and fig floor cleaner?
Charlene was on.
How old are you? I don't know how old you are. I just presume you are all in your 20s, maybe. I'm 36 this year. I'm considering changing radio station. I actually think you've outgrown me. I don't have any grandparents left, but if I wanted to know what it was like, I might just go hang out with you.
You know what, Charlene? There's still two young ones here.
Yeah,
Dave and I.
We're in our 20s.
Dave and I lower.
We're in our 20s. Yeah, we look gorgeous and young.
We lower the average.
They're just about. And by the way, I'm 31. Get a grip. Your mom is ancient. It's a girly quiz. Woo!
on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Okay, let's do this. Once a week on a Thursday, myself, Ash, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things feminine, lady.
Yeah.
I can't believe you still managed to come up with questions. It's ridiculous.
Neither can I.
Like, this whole, like, women are so mysterious and stuff. Like, let's get rid of that. But, dear God, you really are.
We're kind
there's
of
so much
point.
Going on.
Well, there's just a lot going on. There's a lot that we have to deal with that you guys don't. There's a lot of products and things that we use that
there's,
you guys don't.
Dare I say, there's a lot of pressure to keep up with certain trends.
Oh, there is. Oh, Dave, you've no idea.
You don't understand.
You don't know how we get up in the morning.
Oh, you don't
amazing.
Know. The weight the world on our back.
Yeah, you were obviously off last week. We had Jack Keating on.
Yeah.
He had an interesting performance. He really, really thought he smashed it, and then he went and
he had such hope in his little eyes on question three when he thought he did it, and then
he did.
He felt that utter disappointment that you feel sometimes when you manage to mess up a question.
It is very annoying when you do that, but fair play to Jack for coming on and doing it. It is not easy.
No, it's not.
To come
not
on
at
and
all.
Answer three questions about girly stuff.
Yeah, three questions and two lifelines stand between Dave and winning the week. One is a Simplify, essentially a 50-50, and one is his phone a female. Like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's basically like your phone a friend. In this case, it's Aoife standing by. Morning, Aoife.
Morning, Aoife.
Morning.
Thank you very much for helping me out.
Dave will need you at some point.
Absolutely will.
We do say with the girly quiz that sometimes we get into topics that are a little bit spicy. So if you have young kids in the car or whatever, you might want to put the hand hovering over the dial just in case. But we'll keep it PG for the most part. We always do.
We try our best anyway. Isn't that it?
Until the meetings happen.
We try, and that's the operative word.
I do like when they're dragged into a meeting room and I'm not allowed in the meeting room and I go, oh, I know the girly quiz is going to be raunchy tomorrow.
When the CEO is deliberating if they take the radio or not, you know you mean business. Although I can confirm that that did not happen this week, so I think we're all G. Question number one, Dave. Name the three layers of polish in a French manicure.
See, like, you may as well just do the engineer quiz and just ask me things about engineering stuff, because I'm clearly not going to know it.
You're comparing engineering to French manicures. I suppose.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a delicate.
That's okay. That's a lot.
It's delicate work. Mm-hmm.
Go again.
What's a French manicure for a start? Do you know?
I know what a French tip is, because I know it from the girly quiz.
Which is what this, yeah.
Which is this thing that we're doing now.
So the way you said the girly quiz was as if it was something else. I know from this thing called the girly.
The French manicure is like the French tip is like the white strip at the top of the nail.
Right.
A French manicure? I have no idea. Can you ask the question again?
Yeah, so name the three layers of polish in a French manicure.
There's three layers of polish.
Well, you just kind of darted on one. You just named one.
Don't be giving him any help.
Tip.
I'm just saying.
French tip. Is that one?
We ask questions, not you. You're taking a long time on this.
Because I don't know.
Two lifelines.
I totally forgot I have lifelines.
Sorry, yeah, I'm like, why is he sweating so much?
I totally forgot I had lifelines. Deadly. Let's call in the troops. Let's call Aoife. Aoife, I haven't a clue what's going on here. Could you please help me out? What are the three layers of
polish
on a French manicure?
The base coat is the first layer,
base
so it's like
coat.
The clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you have your polish colour, which is the next layer.
Polish colour.
And then you have a top coat that like seals all in.
Amazing. Aoife, thank you very much. I'm going to say final answer, base coat, polish colour, and then your top coat.
Aisling's giving me eyes.
This is going to prove contentious.
Oh no.
Because what has been forgotten there is the French tip. Which I would argue is the most important aspect of
a French manicure.
So what one would you take away? Base coat, polish colour, or top coat?
I would
say, that not be four layers then?
Well, I don't believe. I think the base coat is the polish colour and then a French tip and a clear top coat. Traditionally, I had a French manicure set. There were three little bottles and they were the three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to be fair, I did say a French tip.
You did, but not as your final answer.
Oh.
Wrong.
No. I'm sorry,
Aoife.
Aoife,
I totally
did absolutely nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. I need you to know that you did absolutely fantastic.
Oh, wait till you see now. Wait till you see now. WhatsApp's going to be at the door giving out to us.
It's I'm not afraid of women.
You do get a base coat, though. You do get the clear polish before you put the colour on.
But Aoife, in my head, bloody tips on.
In my head, you're right. Aoife, thank you very much for nothing.
Thanks, Aoife.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day, Aoife.
Bye.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. All right.
Right off to a fantastic start.
Okay, all right. I love a controversy on this. All right, we move. Question number two, Dave.
Please be easier.
What's one advantage of using retinol?
Retinol. I'm pretty sure. Retinol.
Retinol.
Have you heard of retinol?
Yeah, I'm. Retinol is two things to me.
Okay, tell me both.
I'm pretty sure retinol is the ADHD medication I had as a kid.
Okay.
I'd like to hear your second answer.
Retinol, isn't that a part of the eyeball?
Your retina.
Right.
Mm. So ADHD medication or eyeball is where we're at.
No, well, we're taking away the eyeball because you said that's retina.
I'm being very kind to you this week. Okay. Gosh, things give me evil eyes.
Give me the question again.
What's one advantage of using retinol?
Retinol. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue.
Can't even think of anything funny today, can you?
He's under serious pressure.
I got a 50-50.
I do have a 50-50, but I'm so sure that's... I've no idea, but let's go 50-50. Let's
All right,
is that a normal thing that everyone would use?
Not retinol? Everyone.
No, not everyone.
Is it something to do with your eyes?
Listen, here we go.
Okay.
Simplify.
Lovely.
What is one advantage of using retinol? A, prevents sun damage to the skin.
Okay.
Or B, anti-aging.
Oh. Right, nothing to do with ADHD then.
Not in this quiz.
Retinol. Anti-aging or something to do with the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is retin something to do with the sun? Let's go with the sun thing.
Prevent sun damage?
Prevent sun damage. Retinol.
Would that just not be sun cream?
Sun cream, yeah.
Not sure.
And the other one was what?
Anti-aging.
Retinol. Okay.
All right, Dave, we're in.
I think Emma's trying to push me off. I think it's the sun one.
Okay. Final answer, prevent sun damage?
Prevent sun damage.
Wrong. Mikey, Dave.
In fact, if you're using retinol, which is like a skin serum thing, you are extremely susceptible to sun damage and must wear factor 50 every day.
Okay, right. What is the ADHD medication I was thinking of?
That producer Adderall? Figure out that one.
Adderall, maybe it's that, I'm not
sure.
All right,
we got to move. Question three. Let's see if we can get a full, what is it, flush?
Question three, Dave.
These are so hard this week.
No, they're not.
They are.
What is Femme Fresh? Tell me what Femme Fresh is.
No lifelines.
Come on.
On your own,
you can
kids.
Do it.
Femme Fresh.
What is it?
I don't know.
For Christ's sake.
David Hammond.
I don't know.
Jack Keating would have known, I'd say. Wouldn't he, Ash?
He would have.
He was on last week, yeah.
Is it the pill that's illegal in Ireland? You can get it in the UK and it's for like your period and it's like to stop the period cramps.
Femme Fresh.
I think I can't remember the name of that you were thinking of, that period thing. Yeah, but no.
Okay.
Femme Fresh.
Don't be giving him.
Sorry, yeah, what's going on with me this
Why
week?
Why are you
just
so soft?
He's just performing so terribly. Femme Fresh.
Femme Fresh. Okay, it's air freshener for your car for Fiat 500s. It's Femme Fresh. It's something. It's aftershave. It's
perfume.
It's
deodorant.
Deodorant. Thank you. Deodorant. Final answer. 3 out of 3. Wrong. Cool.
Final answer. Wrong.
Have I ever got 3 out of 3 wrong?
No.
Pathetic performance this week.
I was a really, really bad. That was ridiculous. Ritalin, that's what I was trying to think of. Thank you to whoever who texted in.
And Femme Fresh is a gentle daily wash for a woman's intimate regions.
I did think it was something to do with intimate.
Like a shower gel.
Well, why didn't you say it then?
I don't know. I didn't think of the word intimate.
You couldn't think of the word.
I couldn't think of the word.
Couldn't think of a lot of words today, Dave, and that's okay.
That was ridiculously hard, I think. Absolutely insane.
Get
no, ridiculous.
A right. Very poor performance on this week's girly quiz.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Go
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Let's go.
Wicca, Wicca. We got what I want when I need it.
Hello, it's Thursday somehow already. Happy 4th to those who celebrate as well, 4th of July.
Yes, USA. We celebrated last night.
Did you?
Our summer party.
Oh, right.
You were there, Emma.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I thought you meant the 4th of July, which I don't think was recognised last night.
It wasn't, no. I just mean we celebrated summer, I suppose.
Maybe that is what you were celebrating, you just didn't know.
Yeah, who knows? This company seems to love America so much. Yes, so we had our summer party for all the radio stations that work here. It was good fun. There was a barbecue.
Yeah.
And somebody, right before I went up to get my burger, was like, oh my God, Aisling, the veggie burgers, they're not mushroom or aubergine. They're actually really nice. They're lentil.
Oh.
So my expectations were sky high. Yeah, I love lentil. Not single lentil.
Saddest like. Sentence.
Actually, do you know
I've
what?
Ever heard in my life.
My name is Aisling.
I love a lentil.
Just one, please.
That needs to be your bio on Instagram.
Yeah, I love a lentil.
I love a lentil.
Oh my God, I'll actually change
that. I love a lentil.
Anyway, this burger, my expectations were through the roof. It was absolute crap.
Was it?
It tasted like grass in a burger setting.
That's I actually felt really sorry for Ash. I was horsing through my chicken burger, happy out, dipping in my chips and all the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, are you okay? And she was like, and she's trying to be so polite. She was like, it's just like it tastes like actual grass. So I'm just going to have my chips. I'll be fine.
And it was a lentil burger. Looking. Yeah, and it was somehow like completely green, like different shades
of
green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very strange.
Like walking out, it looked like, you know, literally a field in a burger.
It did.
It did.
Oh, that's not good.
You're missing a few dandelions
in
there.
Yeah, I ate every single chip
that's
on my plate.
So annoying. Yeah. But like, I feel like it is hard to perfect. I saw something online that, do you know the restaurant in town, Bunsen?
Yes.
So Bunsen obviously famously just do burgers and chips. Do you know what I mean? They don't do anything else.
Very simple.
But they don't do a vegetarian burger either.
No.
And so they had this Instagram video up and it was like coming this Friday. And I was like, oh, here we go. Like, this is very exciting. They were like, after 11 years of researching and experimenting, finally bringing to the menu.
Oh, come on. Fresh.
Bacon.
I'm doing this for nothing.
Music. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm about to tell you honestly what sounds like a nightmare, but it is a real... What are you laughing at? It is a real, real thing, okay?
Yes.
And you know the way over the last while there's been huge talk about this whole idea of shortening the working week?
Yes.
And the trials have...
When is that coming? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, what date is that again?
Can I put that in my diary, please?
Autonomy actually published this think tank earlier this year, this report, that most of the companies that were involved in that, the world's largest trial of a 4-day working week, has made the policy permanent. It's working for them really, really well.
Yeah, the results were pretty good, I think, weren't they?
The quote is very, very positive results, loads of productivity. People could choose like to work a couple of extra hours throughout the week to make up their hours and then have a long weekend or whatever the case may be. Well, it's not all good news.
It never is.
Unfortunately, it's not. And I do think that we need to band together virtually, you listening, all of us, and honestly, not let this conversation even be uttered by any of our politicians.
Okay.
Because Greece has done the opposite. They've made a very controversial move, which has came into effect just 3 days ago.
Don't say it.
And they've introduced...
No.
A 6-day working week.
Opa!
Oh. I'm gonna hurl!
Oh my God, what the bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah. It completely goes against this global trend that you just mentioned. They want to boost productivity and employment. No, they want to absolutely destroy people's lives.
Psychos.
Like, yeah, crazy.
But is their economy not like really, really like bad or something?
It is bad. Yeah. Well, it was really bad, wasn't it?
It was bad a couple of years ago, so maybe something to do with that.
So they have the option of adding an extra 2 hours per day or their extra 8-hour shift on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. My. I don't know what's worse. I actually don't know what's worse.
They extended to a 48 hours per week for some businesses. Weirdly, the food service and tourism workers are not included in this. It's other businesses. And it's designed to support employees not being sufficiently compensated for overtime work and to help crack down on the problem of undeclared labour. Shut up!
Yeah, shut up.
Oh my
God. Stop trying to make out that this is a way of being like, you're, you know, it's trying to like back the employee as if they, you know, aren't getting paid enough for their overtime. No, just make sure they log their overtime and get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty quite an obvious solution.
That is so sad. I feel so sorry for every Greek person on holidays here who has to go home to that.
Yeah, did somebody put something in the tzatziki over there?
Or in the yogurt?
Greek employees were found to have worked an average of nearly, 1,886 hours in 2022, which is far beyond the US average of, and the EU average is the lowest, 1,571. We're some dossiers over here in France.
I love the EU.
1,571.
So we're way down in even the Irish average.
we do nothing.
David Hammond is the biggest, biggest dossier.
Who was here at the latest yesterday? Who was here the latest yesterday, last 2 days? Oh yeah, Callum. Shut up. I meant head of the three of us.
An expert in this, a lecturer in European and international politics, saying Greek people already work the longest hours per week in Europe. Now they may be forced to work that 6 day after this guy. This guy called John O'Brennan, who's a professor in EU law.
John O'Brennan.
John O'Brennan sounds like such a chancer.
It is ridiculous. Set against the move to 4 days a week in most civilized countries. I just think this is cruel. And then I was Googling this morning. I was like, okay, if someone is working a big, nasty 8 hour shift 6 days a week, how do you kind of take care of yourself? Like, what's the advice on how to mind yourself? Move country.
Move country. Yeah,
move to us. Move here.
Yeah,
come work with us. Do a radio show on Spin.
You know what they say? Sleep. Sleep more. So, sorry, I actually have less of a life. So I'm unconscious working.
Yeah.
Have a Sunday unconscious working. That's it. That's my life.
Try to sleep so you have energy to do your 8 hour shift every day. Oh, I feel like crying.
That's so mean. How have they managed to do the opposite?
Mean.
Like, that's the wrong thing. You're supposed to do the opposite.
It's incredibly uncool of Greece.
Yeah. Greece, I'm not going. Like, do you know what, Greece? I'm not going to you on holiday.
And I'm not voting for you in the Eurovision.
And I'm not eating Philadelphia yogurt anymore.
Is that? Oh, it's Greek. It would be. Yeah,
Philadelphia's in America, but
I know. But the yogurt was the ad for it was filmed in Greece.
Oh, okay.
I'm not watching Mamma Mia ever again.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That was good. Well done, all.
Too much.
Yeah, I think she overdid it there.
I don't think Ash did any there.
I did it quietly and I got it wrong.
Dua Lipa and Illusion on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's the story?
I've been watching a lot of movies recently. I was at the cinema last night. I was watching that new A Quiet Place. Prequel to that. I was on holidays last week. I watched a lot of Spider-Mans. I watched Night at the Museum.
Obviously very uncool, but I'm loving the whole return of the rom-com. There's a new one with Zac Efron on Netflix.
Oh, very nice.
It's enjoyable. It's called Family Affair. First time I've watched a movie in ages.
Okay.
I
just feel like I'm watching loads at the moment. But the thing about, and I'd imagine Emma, it's probably in a lot of the rom-coms that you like, are lines in movies or things in movies that are just too typical and I'm ready for them to go and it's doing my head in. So these are things that in movies that are just constantly in every movie.
Okay.
And I know you're probably going, what do you mean? Like, what the same phrases? Yes. The same kind of characters?
What I mean.
Yes. The same kind of everything. So scenario number one, imagine it, a typical nerdy guy who's quite nervous, has an inhaler, all of a sudden can break into companies' buildings to control their lights, their air vents and locked doors all in less than 3 minutes on a Dell computer with 12 keystrokes and he just goes, I'm in. How? Do you know what I mean? Absolutely ridiculous. He's like, oh, I just uploaded a bug into the central mainframe using a reverse proxy shell injection, reaching their firewall. Pretty simple, really. Shut up.
Yeah, they always do that.
Every single movie has that. I can't stand it. Number two on the list, a young, slightly built woman single-handedly beats up an army of giant ripped fellas. How? I grew up with brothers. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. And you can picture the movie. You are all picturing a movie where it happens.
It, yeah.
I grew up with three brothers. Shut up.
Beat the crap out of you every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
weird. Number three, a scientist goes, okay, he says, like, the scientists say something simple. Like, okay, so water is a liquid and then when it freezes, it becomes a solid. And there's always someone in the background who goes, speak English, nerd. Every time. It's like the only reason being is to, like, dumb it down for the audience watching. Do you know what I mean? What the person is saying makes sense.
That bit in Oppenheimer was really bad, wasn't it?
What bit
was
that?
When he said that in Oppenheimer.
Yeah, it's English nerd. I would have loved to see that.
Same.
I would have been that guy in Oppenheimer. English nerd.
There's a time and a place.
But there's a reason Oppenheimer won so many awards.
Yeah,
because they didn't have a guy in the back and go, speak English, nerd.
Yeah.
Number four, when a character goes, we don't have any other choice. We have no choice. Or there's no other way.
Yeah. Mm.
There's always another way. If you just think about it logically, there's
such
always
a cliche,
another way.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that drives me absolutely insane, and I can picture three movies it's in, and then someone takes a photo and the character goes, zoom in there. Enhance. Computer, enhance. Or hits the enhance button. When in your life have you ever seen an enhance button on, like, a machine that's supposed to take passport photos in a shopping centre?
Like a CCTV or
these
whatever.
People come in, they upload their USB photos into this machine. They're like, enhance, and they can see it crystal clear as if it's in 4K. Does my head in. I hate it.
I think what this is really proving is we watch such different movies.
I've never heard
There's
that
There's a
line.
Lot of spy technology there happening is, yeah. in your list here.
And then I have just a list of random like phrases and stuff that's in a load of movies. Turn on the news. Or, you gotta see this. Or, guys, I think you should take a look at this. Or, yeah. Do you know that, guys, we got company. I hate it.
I think you're really talking about American movies
yeah,
as well.
Someone explains something and someone's like, you just don't get it, do you? You just don't get
yeah.
it. The one line I always hear in every single movie or TV show, when anyone's cleaning anything and there's a mean character, you missed a spot. Every single time. I hate that. They're behind me, aren't they? I hate that. Yeah. The other one, I know how you feel. You couldn't possibly know how I feel. I hate that. Like, just be, you know, they get it. I was born ready. Get rid of that. And just like this entire thing that I'm doing, it's time to end this.
I'd like you to spend some time focus solely on rom-coms and come back with an exclusive rom-com list.
Yeah, you can do another whole list out of them.
Absolutely, 100%. Coming up on 9:30, and we want you to win all this week with Maxi Zoo. If you own an animal and you are the sole carer of this animal and you must keep he or she alive, well, we've got a gorgeous €200 voucher from Maxi Zoo to go all this week on the show.
And I'd like to thank Aisling Bonner for wearing specifically her dog shirt for the Maxi Zoo promotion
yes,
that we're doing.
First of all, it's a blouse.
Yeah, it's a nice silk.
Wow, what a time to be pedantic.
And it's covered in greyhounds. One could call it doggy stuff. but I am celebrating Maxi Zoo today with this shirt.
It's funny with random designs on the shirts and things that I would never even have copped that they are dogs on you.
Either would
I. Did you know when you bought it that you were buying a greyhound shirt?
Well, yes, because I looked at it. When I bought it.
And you thought, do you know what I want?
And I had it in my hands with my eyes open.
I want to wear a greyhound shirt around town.
I love greyhounds. And it's a real, like, I don't know, it's the most wholesome shirt I've ever seen.
There's a lot going on in this shirt. Maybe we'll put up a picture of it on our Instagram at Official Spin.
Yeah, for all the four people who want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. We are celebrating, of course, the launch of the new store for Maxi Zoo at Nook Grove. It's going to be loads going on there this weekend. Face painting, balloon modelling, loads of fun things.
Yeah, plus we're bringing the party vibes on Saturday in store between 1 and 4. Live music from Spin DJs, and we got a €200 Maxi Zoo voucher for you to win today.
Really easy to get involved in this. Just message us the word zoo. 087 711 1038 is our number, of course, on WhatsApp.
I'm excited
just
to find out
zoo
today's animal.
Will do. But if we call you back, you can't answer your phone saying hello. You have to give a good stab at this.
What is it? Very good.
Perfect. I'm wearing
Very
the top.
Yeah.
Cool. It's all good.
Oh, it all worked with the dog.
Yeah, it worked out.
Okay. Yeah.
Hear that again there? Very raspy, that bark,
it's
isn't
different
it?
Different to the dog we had on Monday.
It is.
The dog on Monday was a bit growly.
The one on Monday gave me more of a little small lad. It would be maybe going for your ankle.
Little chihuahua.
This is
or
a
something.
Big boy, I
we
think.
We need several wolves in this one. That was good.
That was very good.
Thanks.
Big fan of that.
Dave, give it a bit more heart. Like, have you heard this dog?
I'm not a scary dog.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a scary dog.
Come on, Ash. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, yeah?
Your nodes are going to be killing it.
I'm dead.
Do you know what? It's actually really fun to do. Go on, give a socks, Dave. You're going to enjoy it.
I don't like this at
all.
Oh,
I really do.
I feel like I'm in a weird drama class where we're pretending to be a tree next. Hate
Who
that.
Knows? That's probably for next week's conversation.
I think we've established the rules here.
Stick around. It's Zoo in a WhatsApp now to get involved.
Recharged. The €200 Maxi Zoo voucher for you to win right now. You got to answer the phone doing something very particular.
Very particular. We gave you that warning, and we are sticklers for the rules on this. So
we are. Give it a go.
Let's hope for the best.
Hello. Hello?
Patrick.
No!
Patrick!
What were you meant?
Oh God, Patrick, we have to go. I can't take it. My heart can't take this.
I'm so sorry.
Bye, Patrick. Love you. Bye.
That's horrific. That's awful.
God almighty. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, that really, really hurt my heart. Okay, we go again. Come on. Oh my God, that's so weirdly convincing. Well done,
Susie. Really, really proud of me. I did want to go, hello, Susie. This is David here from Unpussed.
Wow, that was really good. Did you put a real dog up to the phone there?
I was practicing.
You were practicing.
Was I right in saying that it's actually kind of fun once you get into it? Did you enjoy the practice, Susie?
Oh, yeah. So what?
Good times, guys. Good times.
Like that.
Whereabouts are you right now, Susie?
I am in Green Hills, Dublin Tough.
Okay, grand. And did you make a show of yourself in public or on your own?
No, I'm actually at the sitting into my car. I'm heading off out to get my lashes done.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I'm glad it didn't happen when you were in the chair getting the lashes done.
Yeah.
Susie, do you have pets?
I do. I have a fabulous chocolate lab, Bruno.
Oh, lovely.
A chocolate lab, and his name is Bruno.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Very nice.
What are you going to get for him? A nice treat or just the basics?
He'll have to get an El Squeaky, won't he?
Yeah, maybe a nice little dog bed or
something.
Good
boy,
like that.
Bruno. Get you a Squeaky on us.
Do a new dog bed for
there
a
you go.
Yeah, you're very good.
Think about it. Yeah.
A lovely dog, ma'am, Susie. I like it. Congratulations. €200 Maxi Zoo voucher is on the way to you.
Oh my God. Thanks so much. I'm thrilled. You're so good.
one more wolf for the road, Susie.
Dance monkey dance. Thank you, Susie. Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later. We will give you another chance to win with Maxi Zoo tomorrow on the show. A little bit earlier as
last chance.
Yeah, actually, yeah, sorry, you're so right and I'm so wrong. But it will be just after 9 o'clock tomorrow, a little bit earlier.
Emma, you were talking earlier on about feeling like you're getting a little bit old or something like that.
I'm in an elderly mind frame.
I feel like I'm getting old a little bit as well, because foot is starting to be quite sore. Just from like running and walking and playing tennis or whatever, it's just starting to hurt. And I'm like, my friend's a foot doctor. Can I just go to him, or do I have to like make an appointment?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think we're the ones to ask.
Can I just like text him?
I think it's, first of all, a chiropodist.
Can I come over here and like, can I come over to yours and will you fix my foot?
This is a real look into this relationship that the three of us have. That Dave has just asked us, can he just go straight to his friend? And rather than asking his friend,
yeah,
this is how this.
I don't want to put him in an awkward position.
Everything is ran by.
He might not want to look at your gross toes.
But he's a foot doctor.
Yeah, but he might think it's too personal.
Maybe yours are
yours.
Especially bad.
They're not. It's not my toes. It's the heel
They're
of my
septic.
Foot.
Mm.
How dare you?
Gross. Billie Eilish. Lunch.
That was no help at all.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.